New Thought Guy.
Start with a quote this morning from Adyan Shante, who wrote, "Enlightenment is a destructive process. It has nothing to do with becoming better or being happier. Enlightenment is the crumbling away of untruth. It's seeing through the facade of pretense. It's the complete eradication of everything we imagined to be true." Now, those of you who've heard me before know that I'm a person who's more focused on construction versus destruction, more focused on replacing, not displacing, applying versus annihilation, losing bad habits through the creation of new ones to inhabit. That's how I follow things. That's how I focus on things. I leave the school of hard knocks and whatever part of my life might be a student of and enroll in the University of Universal Opportunities. I like to think of being a victor, not a victim. Someone who thrives, not survives. Someone who does not struggle, but ascends. Now, I've encouraged all of you to move from thinking about this divine idea, these principles that we talk about, that we bring forth, and start to feel them, start to experience them, get past the logical, intellectual idea. By using spiritual practices, by stepping into rituals and mystical experiences to rise above and beyond any idea, especially any idea of it being from one path or one religion or one tradition, because it isn't. It's from all of them that practice the oneness and the love and the grace of divine being in our life. It's like a mountain with many trails, or a tree with branches aplenty, or a river with numerous tributaries and deltas and wells. These ideas of oneness and grace and life and the divine within us comes from so many places, and we need to take them all. They are all there available to take. We are not bound by precedent or of habitual thoughts. They can be changed. We are not bound by the precedent of our beliefs, even, or our actions, our statements, our positions of the past. They can all be changed. They can all be replaced, reconfigured, adjusted, alternated, dissipated, elevated, updated, refreshed, if they must, traded in most of the time. Why? Because we are freed by principle. We are freed by the principle of divine love being there and available for us to adapt our beliefs, change our beliefs, change our thoughts and feelings and actions into the ones that we know bring the best into our lives. And all we have to do is surrender to that truth. To step around just the mere facts that are going on in our lives, those temporary diversions or deviations or detours or roundabouts, you might say, that show up in our lives, and put them in the rearview mirror. How do we do that? By falling in love with the process. It is a process. It's a journey. It's an adventure, if you like. But we want to fall in love with the process, whether it's centering and grounding like we do in a guided meditation, or it's through affirmative incantations that we have every week, or through prayer or meditation, embodying the spirit directly. Not just doing life embodying life, embodying that divine that is within us and revealing it and everything, communing with it, with intention and with purpose. Practicing the ancient wisdoms, the new thought wisdoms, things that we find out in neuroscience, mysticism, metaphysics, all these powerful grounding and centering modalities and practices, affirmative prayer, etc. They're all aspects of that clean slate spirituality. That could be a new thing. Clean plate spirituality. Say that fast 3 times. Clean slate spirituality. Anyway, you don't have to be or have been engaged in anything nefarious throughout your life to join the clean slate movement. You don't have to have immersed yourself in any series of addictions to have a do-over. You don't have to even have had committed a crime to get a second chance. It's there, right here, right now, no matter what your life has been. I don't care if your life has been a bowl of cherries and lollipops for decades. Great! Wouldn't you like to add whipped cream with those cherries and lollipops? It matters not if we welcome that clean slate or it's thrust upon us. It's there. They show up. If we take the time to love and practice this opportunity, there are opportunities, these clean slates, for greater clarity, creativity, and new possibilities to emerge. That's when the magic hits. That's when the miracles, as they're called, show up. Ralph Waldo Emerson wrote, "Finish each day and be done with it. You have done what you could. Some blunders and absurdities no doubt crept in. Forget them as soon as you can. Tomorrow is a new day." That's why I encourage you to take the affirmative incantation and put it into your mind and your heart and your soul before you go to sleep. Now, sometimes, maybe most of the time, it isn't easy to step into spirituality, to step into prayer or meditation or any of those modalities. I get it. Sometimes it starts to feel stale. But the idea that we just start with the decision to practice some sort of mindful spiritual activity gives it power. When we love the decision, when we get passionate just about the decision, is a big step into doing and being. Your willingness to embrace the moment, confront any pain, is a powerful practice in itself of the presence of the divine, which is a practice of oneness, love, and creation and manifestation, demonstrating into your experience those wonderful things you want. Your willingness to embrace the moment is a practice of engaging in quieting the mind and body and awakening the heart and soul. It's a practice of living in alignment with our science of mind principles or similar principles and being congruent all day in our thoughts, in our words, in our behaviors, in our feelings. Loving a spiritual practice can be exhilarating and it can be terrifying, and sometimes both at the same time. It's okay. I get it. I've been there. Still, sometimes. I have faced a blank page. I have faced illness, an instant family, a divorce, career changes, major moves, losses, successes, just like most of you. And many I have liked that they occurred in my life. Many not so much, but they were all allowing me to step into a clean slate spirituality. And some of them were wanted and some of them were unwanted, but they always allowed me to step into my best. Too often I find myself with a lot of doing going on. However, I have found that the biggest answers came from tapping that source of creation, an infinite potentiality that is within me, so that I can bust through SOAR and Zoom. using the heart instead of the brain, the vibration of the divine around me that is of nature, etc., instead of the logic that's in my head. Smarts are great, but sometimes smarts get in the way. I know I've talked about it before, cultivating self-awareness, establishing a routine of examining our thoughts and behaviors and fears and asking our hearts whether or not those need to stay there, sort of like finding the joy in the stuff in your closet, whether you want to keep it or not, focusing on what you want instead of what you don't want, not worrying about what other people think. It's none of your business what they think. Following your passions and taking action, surrounding yourself with allies and mentors and like-minded people. I've said that, and I'll continue to remind you of that, but I get it. The birth of anything new may be full of pain and messiness, and emotions emerge, and that's okay, because those emotions that emerge when we're in spiritual practice and junk starts coming up and you're like, where did that come from? Or what again? That's okay. They're just like a GPS for you, letting you know that your thoughts are moving on. And they're either moving further from or closer to source. And you get to decide at that moment what's happening. If they're moving you further from source, you are in a modality now to do something about it through your heart brain, your heart mind. Any new spiritual practice or renewed spiritual practice, they're sloppy sometimes, they're uninspiring sometimes. Barbara was talking about that earlier, how even after years and years in this teaching, in this practice, in this philosophy, sometimes our spiritual practice gets a little stale. That's okay. Have you ever sat on the floor in quiet and your hands are placed on your knees and all those proper things that you're supposed to do in meditation, and you start telling yourself, maybe you even did that this morning, you start telling yourself to be still. You tell yourself, you tell your brain to be still. I have. And it was anything and everything but still. And it was frustrating maybe at the moment, but then I realized that's okay. That's okay. Take that information, get up, walk around, whatever, and then go back. One time I remember wondering if it was wrong to scratch during meditation or prayer. And then I realized, well, scratching itself, scratching an inch is self-care. And that's what I'm doing now in prayer or in meditation or some spiritual practice. I am doing self-care. So give it its moment and scratch. I remember thinking when I first started meditating to time myself. It'd be smart to time myself. And so there was a timer on my phone. The phones weren't as fancy back then, but there was some sort of watch or timer on it. And I remember going into meditation and sitting there and doing it, and very quickly thinking that it's been forever. It must have been the 10 minutes I thought. And I looked at my phone and I could swear my phone was laughing at me, because the countdown said 2:42, 2 minutes and 42 seconds I'd been meditating, and it was set for 10. And I thought it was forever. And then I realized that's okay. Go ahead, get up, have a stretch, try again. First, I stuck my tongue out at that timer because most definitely it had to be wrong, but here's an idea. When you have to, and we all have to at some time or another, even those who have a consistent spiritual practice, when you have to remind yourself to meditate or pray or do your vision board, let yourself remind yourself. It's okay. It's okay to remind yourself. Oh my gosh, I got to go meditate. Oh, I should sit and do the affirmative incantation for this week. Just remind yourself that you want to take the effing word out in that reminder, because it kind of keeps you away from the idea of being in Zen. Swear words don't. Well, swear words might be, you know, I may take that back. Swear words sometimes help you get into the Zen. So let's just omit that and keep that. If you need to have a little effing or a little damn it before I've got to do my spiritual practice, do it. Get in there. Thoughts, they just run through you sometimes in meditation, that monkey mind. Even in prayer, sometimes I get it. And it's okay. Did I pay my credit card? You know, whatever. It shows up. Give it its moment and let it go. Who cares? Who cares? Just do it. Just be in it. Just have it. Sometimes I can't do any of those things. Sometimes I'll sit at my usual appointed time and I'll start meditation or I'll start a prayer. And usually I do a little combination of it or I'm doing the affirmative incantation for the week. And it's just not happening for me. It's not. And you know what I do? I get up and I go outside and I walk around. I watch the birds at the bird feeder, or I put on my smartphone now, I put on a Laura Berman song and I listen. And I close my eyes and I sit down maybe, or maybe I keep walking. I won't close my eyes if I keep walking. And I just listen and let that wisdom and that inspiration from that, that singing from not just the heart, but the gut, and allow it just to be a part of me. And then I know I've done my self-care. I've done some meditation. I've done some spirituality. I've practiced my connection to the divine. Keep at it. That treatment or prayer didn't feel good. Start over. Do a do-over. If you think your vision board is following too many rules, start over. Cut it up and put things in different places. To live from the space of clarity and possibility, we are called to practice the presence regularly, to release thoughts of past or future and ground ourselves in the present. We are called to practice the presence regularly, to experience whatever understanding or gift this moment that we're in has for us, or even this life that we're in, what our purpose is. We're called to practice the presence regularly. Matthew, in chapter 6, 33, said, "But seek first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." Seek first the kingdom that is within you, the kingdom and the queendom and the princedom and the princessdom, all of them are within you, ready to reveal itself through you. And it doesn't mean you don't plan or set goals or ignore the future. You create your future by the practices you have today, by the seeds you plant today. Paulo Coelho said, "Don't allow your wounds to transform you into someone you are not." If there are wounds there, you can take care of them in so many modalities. Do them all. If crying in the shower is part of your spiritual practice, have at it. Especially now in these frustrations of lockdown and closed schools, those who have children at home and you're working at home, and some of you are on unemployment and don't know what's next, or thought you knew what's next and now it's not working out, or maybe it is working out, but it's still in early planning stages and everything else many of us are going through this last year. Have at it. Have a good cry. Like I said before, weep if you need to, scream if you need to. But if that is your spiritual practice at this very moment, for that very moment, then love it, use it. Spiritual practice is going to be a personal, ever-evolving, formational tool that is yours. You may do a meditation, and there's, of course, different kinds. You may do affirmative prayer using the usual five steps or maybe some other idea of how to do it. But even starting there, you have to eventually make it your own. It's personal. All you gotta do is practice. Just practice, practice, practice. And make it your own Carnegie Hall to get to. Make it your own healthy body to have. Make it your own happiness to be in. Make it your own love fest. Practice, practice, practice. And create your own fabulous life. Thank you so much. Namaste.